Hello, everyone. Nate Dickinson here with KATE 1450. Today over the phone, we've got the coach of a team that's going to be playing sports this summer, as there's a whole lot of question marks around what's going to be going on in sports around the country. We do know Iowa High School baseball is starting up soon, and Jeff Furstein joins us of Northwood Kensett Baseball here on KATE Radio to talk a little bit about it. Jeff, we thank you for taking some time to talk with us here on KATE. Before we get into the logistics of the actual season that's starting up, I want to ask about what you've been up to in the time where you didn't really know when or if your season was going to get started. What were you telling your guys on the team? What were you thinking was going to happen? And what was kind of the reaction from you when you first realized and found out that baseball actually was going to go down this summer in Iowa?
Well, we started off with a group chat move. I tried to follow the guidelines they gave me as best as I could, making sure, you know, I wasn't working with them one-on-one or anything at all like that. We actually had no in-person contact until June 1st. So they did allow us to do a lot of video. So I tried to get my guys to send me as much video as they could, throwing, hitting, whatever it was. That way I could do that, talk back to them and say, hey, this is what I see. This is what you need to work on. It wasn't the best. You know, I know there's some good that I saw, but, you know, it's also hard to make sure, you know, when you're getting the video maybe a day later than when they actually did it, you don't get to have that immediate feedback that I like to give at an actual practice. So that was a bit difficult. It was also hard to get full buy-in from everybody because, you know, a lot of them, they've had all this time off. Every time something said they were going to come back, never came back. So it wasn't as much participation as I would have liked with the videos. In terms of my thoughts, when we actually got going, I was very surprised. As with our softball coach and a few others around Northwood, we all said we would have lost a lot of money if we made a bet on whether or not we'd have a season. So I was very surprised, but pleasantly so. I'm a little worried about some arm health since we didn't get to do as much throwing throughout the off season, but that just means a few shorter pitch counts for the early games.
Now, you've had 2 weeks from June 1st when you've been able to start practicing to June 15th coming up when you'll have your first actual game. How much of a condensed preseason is that? Give us an idea of how much time you would usually be spending from the time that you start practice to the time that you start playing games in a normal season.
With that, two and a half weeks is about the same time period. The only difference is normally I have my guys at open gyms from, we'll call it from January until that May 1st date that we can generally start practice, where they're throwing bullpens and I can work with all my pitchers and catchers and they get a lot of extra work in, where now it literally everything started on June 1st. So, it's been a lot tougher to get my pitchers ready. Haven't gotten to see quite as much with the catchers either. So it's just kind of an interesting season, very, very condensed. And as I said, we really haven't been able to work our pitchers up as much as I'd like. Normally they're throwing 70, 80-pitch bullpens. Before that first week of games, I've only gotten them up to about 50, 60 as of right now.
So how has that changed how you've approached these 2 weeks of practices that you have, given the time off that you would normally be able to have guys throwing and doing the things you said, getting ready for the season?
I don't know if it's necessarily fully changed my thought process how the practices run. I've paid a little bit more attention to injuries and soreness because I know there's a lot of guys who've been sitting around doing nothing for 2 months. And so I've more tried to monitor the arms and injuries a little bit more so than I have in the years past because I know they're going to have a few more tweaks than what I'm used to, and it's going to more impact how those first games go. Normally, I feel confident first game of the season because those guys have been throwing since January, letting a guy go to that pitching maximum of 110 pitches. First game of the year, I'm probably not even going to let them get close to that 110-pitch mark because their arms just aren't ready for it yet.
How long do you think it'll take guys to get ready for that on the pitching side? How many games, how many appearances?
I'd imagine at least two, so I'm thinking maybe by their third appearance, which may be about close to that playoff time, is what my hope is to make sure we're peaking around that playoff time and allowing my guys to really push it and starts a little bit.
All right, now, Coach, let's talk a little bit about the team itself. You didn't lose a whole lot as far as seniors go last season. You had some big role players that you did lose in what you lost, but it wasn't that many guys. And you bring back a lot of guys coming back. Before we talk just about what they'll do on the field this summer, has the fact that you have so much returning talent made it easier for you to not only start up in the past couple of weeks, but also do the stuff that you said about bringing in videos with guys, watching things, being able to communicate when you can't actually be there?
Yeah, it definitely has. You know, you kind of know what you have. Everybody grows and gets better from year to year, but it's been a little bit easier to kind of know where that guy's at, and send them videos that I get. I can kind of see how they've grown and help me anticipate what they can do for me this year on the field.
Now, what do you think the expectations are for this team this year? It's, I'm sure, different from whatever it was before when you thought you'd be having a normal season, but is this something that you guys talk about as far as what you guys want to do this year? A team that has been on the rise, had its first 500 season in more than a decade last year, and as we mentioned, didn't lose all that much either. What are you guys hoping for?
Well, we definitely did have to rearrange our goals at the end of each season. We kind of set goals for the next year, and we kind of had to switch that up a little bit from last year, since, you know, the season is this so shortened. So we've switched that up, and our goal is to basically get better every game and really peak at playoffs in order to make a playoff run. I mean, we'd like to say we could try to compete for a conference championship too. I mean, we feel we're about ready for that, but we've got some tough teams in St. Andrew and Newman that always show up and are ready to go. But we're definitely ready to compete with those guys and give them our all.
Coach, what do you think as far as guys that you lost from last year, guys like Gavin Varner and people like that, what are the biggest holes that other players are going to have to fill in?
Varner's a big bat to lose. We're going to look to find some more power production out of some of our junior class there to make up for a lot of the RBIs and hits that Gavin had. And then I'm still in search for kind of my third starter, which is the role Trey Waldemar had last year for me. I think we've found someone that can replace him defensively, but I'm not quite sure who that third starter is going to be on the mound for me yet.
All right, Coach. And again, Coach Jeff Furstein joining us here with Northwood Kensett Baseball here on KATE Radio. One more before we let you go. I always like to try and figure out, as we've mentioned, a whole lot of returning talent coming back for this team. Who are a couple of the guys, a name or two, that maybe weren't making big moves in the box scores last season and weren't getting their names in the papers and on the websites all the time, who you expect to be able to have a bigger role this year, step up and do more for the Vikings?
I think Carter Severson. I've liked the way he's improved his bat this offseason. He's swinging it well so far in our 2 weeks of practice. While he did play a lot last year, he didn't quite hit the way I was hoping he would. I think that he'll come around this year. And honestly, I'd like to see one of our juniors that struggled a little bit pitching-wise come and take on that third role as our third starter in Cade Hengestad. But he's also battling a little bit of an arm issue right now, but he's a guy I'm hoping to find a way to take that third starting spot for him, because he's got some good stuff when he's on.
All right, again, that's Coach Jeff Furstein of Northwood Kensett Baseball. His team is back on the field on Monday as baseball's back in Iowa. We'll be there for at least some of the games throughout the season. In the summer, we hopefully will get out to see you guys more than a few times, and again, hopefully have a nice little playoff run that we can get to as well. Coach, thanks for taking some time to talk to us here. We'll be back in touch soon, I'm sure.
Sounds great. Thanks for having me.